It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hello, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. It's Saturday, and it's time to get out in your backyard and fire up your grill. We got a busy day today. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's cooking, Jop?
Well, we got a lot of stuff cooking today. We have a ton of stuff cooking today, and we've got a couple experts on the show that I am just excited to talk to. One of our friends, Bob Dubisky, who is a seasoned butcher and professional in the meat industry, is going to be spending the first hour with us today talking about a few different topics that I know you'll want to hear, from choosing a steak to grading the meat to what kind of burger you should put on your grill. We got our friend Tony from Leland Aus Cellars. This is the last weekend of wine month. Tony sent us down some of his great Leland Aus wines, and we're going to be breaking those down with Tony over the phone. We always got our friend Big Paulie from the East Coast. He's a steak eater from way back, and we're gonna be going with him as well. But right now, let's talk to our friend Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're glad you made it up. I've known Bob for years. We go way back, and we were having a conversation in the bleachers the other day. Bob's a big soccer guy. He does a lot of community work in soccer programs and has helped my kids and just hundreds and hundreds of kids. So it's one of those cool things that you never hear about, but it's guys like this that make it happen.
Absolutely.
For all our kids. And we were just sitting up in the bleachers. I think it was a lacrosse or it was a soccer event. And we're just kind of talking about different cuts of meat. And I said, man, that's amazing. He was just feeding me full of, we were talking about cuts. And, you know, I want to teach people how to select. And he just goes into this run and starts talking about the different parts of the cow, which are always tough for me. I have a great book that Eric Potter gave me, and it's got all the cuts.
Is that Harry's dad?
It is. It no, it's be. A cousin.
Oh, okay.
Another Lowell guy. Anyway,
you are kind of a sorcerer on the grill, though, so I thought there might be a connection
thanks.
There.
I just think people want to know where the cuts come from, and you know, one of the things I'm a big fan of is the chuck portion, so maybe you can kind of break down that beast, the favorite piece of meat that we put on the grill called a cow. And let's talk about what the different regions of that animal are.
Well, Bob, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show, and I do want to tell you a little bit about my history. My grandfather owned a meat market. My father owned a meat market. And I ended up working for Meijer in 1977 and as a meat cutter. And
you must have been about three?
Three or four, yep. But I cut meat for 2 years, and then I became a meat manager, and I managed meat departments at, you know, four different stores. Then I went on the road as a meat and seafood operations specialist, where I had, you know, 25 to 30 stores in Detroit and Toledo. And then I ended up inside the corporate office as a seafood buyer. And I bought the seafood for about 5 years. And then I decided to go into my own brokerage business, kind of a sales consultant brokerage business. So I'm brokering seafood and a number of grocery items. So that's kind of my history.
Yeah, that's a lot of – that's you've had your hands on a lot of food.
I definitely have.
Yeah, so there's a great wealth back there. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're talking with Bob Dubisky, who is really seafood and meat expert. I've known him for years, and he is involved heavily now in the brokerage side of those foods, because these large buyers have to get connected with the right place to get good meat.
That's correct, Bob. And you know, I provide a service to help bring new items to the retailers and to the distributors. So it's been a lot of fun.
You're kind of the eyes and the ears out there, doing all the snooping around, trying to find that next best cut.
Definitely.
So tell us how you determine the areas of the animal that we call chops and loin and all that.
Well, you know, it's as a customer in front of that meat case, it can be pretty intimidating.
Right.
And most cuts are labeled. You know, you might have beef round steak from the round, okay, or beef chuck from the chuck.
And where's the round?
The round is the hind quarter.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, your buttocks, Bob.
Right.
It is kind of round, actually.
It is. Yours is, yes. Yeah. But the round
thanks
is...
Thanks for checking it out.
The round is generally kind of...
This is radio, guys.
Yeah. Creeping me out,
yeah,
man.
Sorry. The round is generally a little bit tougher. And anything from the round, you know, it's going to be a little tougher, a little drier. So it's something that you, if you're going to purchase it, the price point is very attractive, especially if you have, you know, four or five people in your family. But it's going to be a little drier or tougher unless you do something prior to cooking it, such as marinating it.
Okay. So if I'm just thinking logically, the round is at the back of the in the rump of the animal. It's the big muscles. It's the ones that they probably use the most. And the correlation there is the muscles that they use the most are going to be more dense, and they're going to be a little bit tougher. As you eat them, you get to the other muscles regions around the animal where it isn't a kind of a mobility muscle that they're using all the time on every step.
They're not standing on it all day.
Right, yeah.
Right.
That those things get a little bit more tender. And that's why when we get up around the loin and the rib cage and things of that nature where it isn't a muscle that's used all day, every day, that those tend to get a little more tender. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. And those muscles tend to have a little bit more fat, or what we call marbling, in them, which give them more tenderness and more juicy, flavorful taste profiles.
So then that round bone in a round steak, is that the leg bone?
That is the leg bone.
Wow.
Yep.
Not very big.
No.
That great big cow.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Okay. So then talk about Chuck.
Chuck who?
Chuck, your buddy Chuck.
Oh, Chuck. Chuck is going to be up into the shoulder, and that is going to be very well marbled, and it's going to be very much more tender than anything from the hind. So if you're looking for a good steak on the grill, a Chuck steak, you know, I'm talking, you know, moderately priced or least expensive would be a Chuck steak. And if you get that first or second cut off of a Chuck roast, I mean, it's going to eat every bit as good as a ribeye steak will.
Really?
Or a bone-in rib, because it's the next cut right after the rib.
Now, doesn't a poor man's tenderloin come from that region?
It does, uh-huh. Yes.
What are the names for that? I've noticed in my travels around the country that there's lots of different names for different cuts. That's another part that goofs people up.
Yeah, some retailers name them different things, but there's a program called IRMIS that tries to standardize all the names of the cattle, and most of your big retailers are on that program.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you get up into that Chuck, you know, you look at the Chuck steak, you could look at a flat iron steak, which would be great.
Love them.
If you marinate them and throw them on the grill. But there's a lot of good things that come from that front portion, the shoulder of the cattle. And then, you know, if you talk about ground meats,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have your ground sirloin, your ground round, and your ground chuck.
I'll take the ground chuck.
The ground chuck is my favorite because it's going to have a little bit more fat percentage, and it's going to be, if you're cooking it on the grill, it's not going to dry out. It's going to give you a much better eating experience.
But there's a different flavor to chuck. It's
there is.
Beefy.
It is beefy.
Like the flat iron steaks?
Right.
You know, they have a, I don't know, it's I've become just addicted to chuck.
It's a great eating experience, yeah. You know. The chuck is, you know, for that price point, you can't go wrong.
Excellent.
You know, we're going to be talking to our friend from Leelanau Cellars, Tony Lentich. And Tony's got some wines that actually go very well with beef on the grill, and we're going to break those down. And, Bob, we want to talk a little bit more about those cuts when I'm standing there in front of that meat counter, too, because it can get really confusing. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. I can't keep
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.